Merci, Charles. Hey, good to see you again, Joel.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good. I'm not sure how many questions Charles will let me get in here, but I've been
They're a
offered.
good one. We can give you another one bonus.
Okay, I appreciate
Like a
that.
player, he scored a goal in practice, we give them a bonus.
That
Something we give.
I appreciate that. Listen, I know coaches like to identify their seasons. They like to break their seasons up into 5-game segments, 10-game segments. This team has now played 10 games. Where do you think? I mean, Belzile the other night was talking about the identity that the team returned to its identity. So, what do you feel? You must have a good feel after 10 games. What is the identity? What do you like about this team?
Well, without getting in specific, is all the hard work we put in the first 2 years. Remember, we're talking about the process. Remember me talking about it all the time? Well, now we're in the process, meaning that we are a step ahead to where we were. I don't need to talk to the guy too much anymore. In the way that they know what the expectation are, they know what the standard are, they know where we stand as a coaching staff because we have a relationship with so many players, and then the one that add on. It's getting contagious a little bit. So right now it's about staying humble about our performance. It's about replicating those performance and that mindset day in, day out, shift in, shift out. It's easy after a game like last game to fall complacent. In my job and with good teams, and when I coach in junior and we had good team, it was about going back and going back and going back, which I've been seeing since the beginning of the year. But it's kind of what we're talking about is they know the answer. I show them, I put video now, I just put question mark. What should he do? What should you do? What should you do? They have the answer. They have the plan. Now it's for us to execute. There's no gray area. So that's where we are versus maybe the first 2 years where 92 players, we're rotating. It's the AHL. It's tough. But we feel right now we have a foundation.
This is your first week on the road after playing, of course, the 8 games at home. I know you traveled Monday to Ottawa, the day of the game. It's kind of like going back to your junior hockey roots. But how has the team reacted, do you feel, to being on the road?
Well, Monday wasn't very good. We talked about it. We'll learn from it. Anyways, it was not a catastrophe, but it was not the standard that we have. So we reset, we reevaluated, and we went back at it next game. So obviously, there'll be an adjustment. Just set a schedule and all the constraint we have for the Western trip. Good luck. Like, this is what it is. No skate, no ice available for 2 days for us. Like, we get, obviously, and it's okay. It's the NHL that is a priority. It's the same thing at the Bell Center. We have to adjust our ice with the Habs and the visiting team with the protocol. So there's nothing usual about this season. Our job is to keep everybody in check and focus on the job we need to do. So it's going to be different. It's going to be a curveball. But to be honest, being in the playoff, there will be curveball. There will be changes. There will be stuff that's going to happen. And our job is to make sure we give them the tools so they can be ready if they get the call to the NHL or as they go further in their career. So obviously, a lot of curveball there, and they need to prepare differently, but that's our job.
Can you attribute Monday's performance to the fact that the team hadn't played in over a week?
Well, it's never one thing. It's 9 days without playing. It's travel the day of the game. It's a new building. It's not getting maybe the same preparation as you have. But again, like I said, yeah, they're reality. They're not excuses in a way that we could be better and we could learn from that. So it's gonna happen. I mean, you could be, in the situation where it's a must-win and you won't always have everything you want. Our job is to work with the player to give them all they need, and then after that, they need to execute. So yeah, of course it was. We looked like a team that didn't play for 9 days, but that's behind for me. I like our bounce back performance on Wednesday. And now let's see how we do. It's always about, I want to see how they react. We're in the process of, working with the players. So what happened? Doesn't matter to me. Let's see how we react.
It's been about a month since we spoke to Cale Fleury just after he had been reassigned to Laval. Now, a month later, has he been playing the way you anticipated? Has he
You
gotten
got injured. You got
pardon?
injured. So missed a couple of games, and then we had the layoff. I'm on Cale right now. It's been a year where he was up in the NHL, didn't play much. Came with us, played 14 games. COVID doesn't play. Like, it's a lot of moving part for him the last, 24 months and more. So I'm seeing a lot of good things. I like Kale. We all agree, and I like him a lot. Now I want consistency, and that's what I'm on top of him for. It's not about him having the high moment. We do know he can have those high moments. It's to have those high moments often, you know. So it's all about consistency. That was a message to the player today. Everybody can have a good day. Everybody can have a good game. Everybody can do well at one moment. That's why athlete can win a gold medal in the Olympic on one day. And that's why sometimes a guy's first game in NHL or third game, he's having a hat trick. Yeah, that's great. Let's see where you are down the road. Let's say after 40 games, after 150 games, after 200 games. Can your game progress? Can you be consistent? So that's why we're working with Kel. And that being said, it's not against him. It's about what happened with the COVID, with, you know, being up, being down. Like, let's get some stability. Let's get his game in order often.
We'll take two more questions. We'll go with Amy Johnson. Amy?
Thank you. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, Amy.
Two quick questions for you. The first, just circling back to Cale Fleury. He had mentioned a few minutes ago, talking about the physical side of his game, that playing physically but staying disciplined in that manner has really worked to his advantage, creating space for himself on the ice, making plays, those types of things. Do you think that that's an important part of his game, to remain consistent in developing that physical presence while also getting that 200-foot game going?
That's his color. He doesn't do that, he's useless. He knows that. I mean, I love the guy. I mean, that's who he is. He has to be a presence. Everything else will fall. He has talent. He has tools. Like, he can shoot the puck. He can move the puck. His game revolves about being physical. Everything else will follow. When you try to fix something, or when you look sometimes at, don't look too much. One or two things and everything else will follow. If you start looking at all the angles of everything in life, you'll get lost in it. Focus on what gets you successful. For me, Kale is a beast. He needs to be a beast. And I'll say it again. There's a unique face to his game in 2021. There's not many guys like that. Look around the NHL. Look around minor league. A big right-hand shot defenseman that can hit and hit often, day in, day out, shift in, shift out. There's not many of those guys. But to me, that's the consistency he needs to have. So again, this morning I walked by him and I told him, I'm going to be over you, under you, through you. We're going to work at it. And there's a part that we can't, it's not because he doesn't want to. Like I said earlier, he just hasn't played enough in the last 2 years.
Sure. Finally, tonight, facing a team that you haven't played against this season, a team that knows how to score and just got an injection of talent down from the NHL today, what's the biggest things your guys have to focus on tonight?
Well, it's going to be fun to play against a different team, like Steph Leroux alluded it. I feel over the years we really progress against a high skill. Toronto's always put a good team on the ice with high talent NHL player. So I felt, you know, the first year versus the second year, and especially at the end of the year, we had some really strong performance, big win. Like, I feel versus skilled team, our process of the way we play and the way we grow as an organization, we've improved a lot. So now let's see how we can manage to play against a team that's a little different. It's a great challenge. I'm excited because, you know, we don't have many games left, and our job is to work on our game individually and collectively, and to be challenged by an opponent that's that talented and that good. I mean, we do have, you know, if you look at our first 10 games, we did have really good performance overall. And now let's try if we can get a good performance versus a different dynamic of a team. So it's exciting. I think it's great that we faced a team that talented tonight.
Merci, coach.
Thank you, Amy. And last one, Grant McKagg.
Thank you, Cheryl. Yeah, Joel, I think since the start of the year, we've seen some positive progress from Josh Brook in his overall game. Could you maybe comment a bit on that?
Well, with Josh, it's a process since day one, and I gotta say, he's been really good at understanding he needs to transform his game, maybe from the junior. And he's not the first guy that happens, to be honest. And when I say transform his game, is all of a sudden, you know, you have attribute that help you with junior hockey. And, you know, you need to have attribute that help you with pro hockey and a style of play. So I feel he's maturing a lot. The adversity got him better. I agree. We set him out a couple of games. You know, we had numbers, and unfortunately, he was on the short end of the stick. And I thought he responded really well. And sometimes guys need that. He needs to keep, you know, applying himself to the detail we asked. And I think that the next 26 game or so that we have left for him are so important in his, you know, and getting good performance like that to build his confidence and to be wiser and more comfortable as a veteran in the pro hockey.
Biso comes into the lineup after, you know, not playing the first month or whatever it was. And I thought he's looked pretty comfortable.
That's great. Who did you talk about?
Toby Biso. Biso. Yeah, okay. He looked pretty comfortable. Seems to have good mobility. Can you maybe expand a bit on the strengths of his game?
Wow. Yeah, obviously, he's a guy I know. I mean, I coached him for 2 years in junior. It's one of the reasons why we wanted to have him. He was 2 years in the East Coast League doing very well. And he's a first of all, everything that happened to him is not luck, just so we're clear. He's checked his box. He knows how to win. He works hard. He's dedicated. He doesn't cut corner. He's a professional. He knows how to play, and he knows how we expect him to play. So he's in very comfortable territory. Same thing with Albert last year when coming from McGill, nobody knew. Albert played great with us at the end of the year. And that doesn't mean that, you know, it's success guaranteed, but he is comfortable in the ice because he knows the expectation. He knows where the bar is. He's a great skater. He's strong. He needs to keep it simple. He needs to be defending like he is, like he was, and moving the puck like he was. And let's let him, you know, it's going to be a great challenge for him tonight versus a very high skilled team. We're very proud of him. And I mean, everybody's talking to me about Tabby between you and I. Like, a lot of people tell me, holy cow, like Tabby. Not that surprised. That's why we got him here. But the whole month he wasn't playing. He didn't cut one corner. And every time I went talk to him, I said, you'll have your chance. And you know what he said to me? I'll be ready. And it's one thing to talk, but you have to do your homework. And that doesn't mean that Tubby's not going to have struggle. It doesn't mean that, you know, he's going to be, you know, perfect all the time. But that's what we did over the last 2 years, is getting guys with attitude that compete, that have character. And then you put them in lineup and they're ready. And, you know, you don't have many chances into pro hockey. Some guys, because they're higher draft picks, sometimes they have a little more chances. But a guy like Tabby coming on a minor league deal, you don't have many chances to have a first impression. And he's done well for himself. We're proud of him.